Hi, this is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Of course, Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, but we are here live at the ISC 2016 trade show, world's largest trade show, largest number of people to ever attend a trade show. Over 65,000 so far have run through the doors. And I have a special guest today. Angela Murphy is actually in the collaboration marketing group with Cisco. Good afternoon, Angela. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
I really appreciate you joining me. And I know that you were kind of put on the spot because you weren't expecting to do, when you got up this morning, we're not expecting to do a podcast. So I really appreciate you coming.
No, but it's been a fantastic opportunity. So thank you for inviting me.
Well, I want to ask you, first of all, what's your impressions of the ISE show?
My impressions of the show are that, it's been great for us, and we have had a fantastic opportunity to talk to a wide number of customers and partners at the show who have been really interested to see what we are showing on the stand and also give us lots of feedback. And so generally the show has been fantastic, and we've been able to talk to such a great number of people here. It's been a fantastic opportunity.
I understand that you have a record number of leads already, so that's a good thing.
We do, yeah. Absolutely. So yes, we were.
And you are in a nice hall there where they've kind of put all of Unified Communications together.
Exactly, yeah. So we have a nice wide open space, and we have lots of video and lots of very interactive demonstrations that we can sort of take people through and give them that sort of bit more detailed information that they're looking for.
Well, I got a tour of your booth yesterday, and I know a little bit about what you introduced, and I want a speaker track system, presenter track, I think is what you're calling it. Is it speaker track or presenter track?
So we have two.
Okay.
So last year we launched our speaker track camera system, which is a system that ensures that the main speaker in the room is always the focus of attention.
Right.
So there's some clever technology there that switches cameras to focus on the person who is currently speaking, currently presenting. With presenter track, we're taking that a little bit further. So this helps those meetings where you might have one main presenter at the front of the room, and presenter track actually tracks that one individual as they move around the room. And that gives a great advantage to other people who are joining a meeting remotely, so they always get to see the presenter, even if he has his back to the camera or even as he moves around the room. They get that nice uninterrupted view of the main presenter.
So presenter track is what I need. That's the one. Also, it uses facial recognition, doesn't it?
It does,
you first walk
absolutely.
In, it recognizes you, knows that you're there, and then it follows you around.
Exactly, yes. And then if somebody actually wants to switch and enable someone else to be the focus of attention as soon as they're out of the main focal area for the camera, then anyone else in the room who's talking will then be the focus of the camera, which enables anyone dialing into that meeting remotely to see individuals as they talk in the room at the same time.
I mean, this is all about simplification is what this is all about.
And, it is, absolutely.
A couple other things caught my eye in your booth, and that is, first of all, the launch of Spark. I mean, it's been out. You launched it last year, at the end of last year. Tell us about Spark.
Absolutely. So we at the end of last year, we announced the new Spark service, which is essentially enabling customers to consume collaboration as a service. So this is calling, messaging, and meeting from the cloud. So this will enable our partners to deliver these services to their end customers. We're also offering flexibility through the ability to customize the solution through API development. And also on the booth, we are showing the Phone OS and Room OS.
Right, I saw that.
Which is operating software solutions running on the phones and on the room endpoints to enable them to use the Spark service from the cloud.
So Spark really simplifies things.
Yes, absolutely. So it just makes it much easier for people to collaborate from anywhere, using any location, and consume that and enable that through a cloud-based service.
Yeah, and it's all about collaboration now.
Exactly.
So tell me about Akana. That's an acquisition that you made late last year. That's the first time here in the EMEA that people have experienced Cisco and Akana working together.
Yes, absolutely. So we're very pleased to have Akana joining us on the booth as we announced the closure of our acquisition just a couple of weeks ago. So it's fantastic to have them join us. On the booth, we're showing the way in which we're enabling people to meet and just give them a great and consistent meeting experience, whichever device they use to join that meeting.
Right.
So whether it's one of the Cisco collaboration room endpoints, yeah. desk endpoints, or mobile device or PC. And the great thing that Ocado gives us is that for those customers who want to deploy on premises, we are now able to take advantage of their additional scale and their additional interrupt capabilities to enable more people to join meetings. And that's for those customers that want to deploy on premises.
Right.
As I said, Cisco has been driving services for those customers who want to consume from the cloud through collaboration meeting rooms cloud. And Ocado really helps us sort of round out that portfolio for our on-premises offer.
Exactly. And tell us about some of the new hardware products that you launched here at ISE.
So we're showing, as well as the presenter track system that we talked about earlier, we're also showing the way in which we're integrating room controls into touch panels for our endpoints. So this would allow anyone using a room system just to set up things like, to manage things like, you know, the level of lighting or to raise blinds to give a better room environment, simply using the touch panel on their video endpoint. So people are very excited to see this because, you know, it just sort of makes that whole conferencing environment much cleaner.
So basically, even if you have an old Cisco system out there, you can integrate this into an existing legacy system, and then it gives you the ability to conference with anybody with any other system. You don't have to have just Cisco products, right?
Exactly, that's right. So anyone who's using, you know, both one of our new collaboration endpoints or might be wishes to join a meeting using a Skype for Business client or any other third-party vendor solution, they can join that meeting and still get the great experience that they get from the collaboration.
So now Cisco and Polycom are talking to each other. In a way, right? In a kind of an indirect way. That's
right.
Cool.
It's always open, always interoperable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly. Well, look, you guys always make a great presence. Everyone follows your technology. Obviously, Cisco's a brand that everyone counts on and everyone can rely on. That shows in not only the success, but also in the brand strength. And so I congratulate you. I really appreciate you joining me on today's podcast. I do have kind of a wild question for you. First of all, have you had any time to spend outside of the booth at all?
Very little. I think this is almost my first opportunity to leave the booth. So I've made it all the way across the ISE campus.
Has anything struck you as, whoa, I got to come back and look at that?
Oh, yes, so many things. I mean, it's so exciting seeing all of the new audiovisual displays. And I passed through Hall 6 where we've got all the great new audio systems. So, yes, I'm going to go back very slowly, I think.
Yeah, everyone. And, you know, I want one of these, all of these, for
my
house.
Absolutely, exactly.
So, but I appreciate it. Of course, you can find out all this information at Cisco.com, or we actually shot individual videos on all the different products that you launched here at the show. So you
Perfect.
Can go to our website at ravepubs.com/ISE2016. Cisco's also a sponsor of our coverage, so I want to thank you. We have Cisco branding on our arms and all over our site, and Cisco's been a great partner of ours. So I appreciate it, and congratulations on your success at 2016, Angela. Again, Angela Murphy. From Cisco, product marketing specialist for the Collaboration Group. I appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Gary.
Thank you. And you've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. We got a few more podcasts to do. We're only towards the end of the third day of ISE. We still got one more day to go, but keep listening, and we'll try to cover it as best we can. Thanks again.